Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Please open your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
请打开你的圣经提摩太前书第六章。
Verses 17 to 21.
从17到21节。
Before we read, let's pray to ask God to open our hearts.
那我们读经前让我们一起来祷告，求神能够开启我们的心。
O Lord our God, in these moments, we ask for your Spirit to come to kindle our hearts with your grace and truth.
我们的主，我们的神，在这个时刻，我们就求你自己的灵，亲自来抚摸我们的心，让我们能够领受到你自己的真理。
We pray that through knowing your word, our love for you may grow.
我们祷告能够通过你的话语和你的爱，让我们能够成长。
And that our desire to serve others may also increase.
以至于我们愿意服侍别人的心也心智也慢慢的成长。
Lead us to treasure the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
求您也能够带领我们，让我们去真正的以我们为耶稣基督的话语为宝贵。
In His infinitely glorious name, we pray.
奉我主无限荣光的名祷告。
Amen. Please, I'm going to ask Tony to please read for us in Mandarin from 17 to 21.
提摩太前书第六章第十七到二十一节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。提摩太啊，你要保守所托付给你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道，似是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Thank you. So I hope you had a happy Fourth of July yesterday.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹昨天你独立日过得很愉快。
Of course, it was a very special celebration as America.Commemorated 250 years of being a nation.
我们知道昨天是一个非常特别的纪念，来纪念美国建国250周年。
And as many of us here at GCC are either immigrants or children of immigrants, we can really appreciate the kind of freedom and opportunity America offers us.
那我们这个主恩基督教会的会众大部分是要么是新移民，要么是新移民的后代，所以我们特别珍惜能够来到美国，这样提供一个让人成功自由的这样一个机会。
I have no doubt that one of the top reasons for most of us, or maybe your parents, to come here in the U.S. in the first place, is because of these opportunities.
我毫不会那个有疑问，就是我们大多数人或者是你的父母来到美国，就是为了追求更好的机会，就是实现美国梦。
People from all around the world want to come here to fulfill and experience the so-called American dream.
这个世界各个角落的人都愿意来到美国，想要实现他们这个所谓的美国梦。
The Oxford Dictionary defines it as the ideal that every citizen of the United States should have an equal opportunity to achieve success and prosperity through hard work and determination and initiative.
那这个牛津词典它把这个美国梦它定义为它是一种理想，这种理想就是让美国的每一个公民或者居民都有这种平等的机会，通过艰苦奋斗能够通过自己的主动的努力能够达到所希望的成功或者是繁荣。
Yet the chasing of the American dream has also become a problem for the church to be the church.
但是在这个所谓追求这个美国梦这个过程中，其实也给教会带来了一个挑战，就是让教会是不是最后能变成这个教会。
When one of the well-known theologians, Kenneth Kanzler, was asked what he considered the greatest problem facing the church.
有一个那个很有名的一个基督教的一个人物，他叫 Kanzler, 坎策尔。他有一次被问，他就说，现在教会面临的最大的问题是什么？
Here's his answer. He said, it is not liberalism or the wrong views of revelation.
他的回答说是其实不是自由主义或者是这种错误的这种启示观
or the other controversial points in theology
也不是在神学中其他的非常有争议的观点。
He says, the most serious problem facing today's church is the American way of life.
那他回答说教会今天面临的最严重的挑战是这种美国式的生活方式。
He is, of course, referring to the chasing of the American dream.
他其实所指的就是对这个美国梦的追求。
Because of this, God, even for many Christians, has only become something that's, God is something that is good to have in addition to the American dream.
正因为如此，就是这个神变成了很多人就是在美国梦追求之外的比较好的一个点缀。
The American dream is the top priority.
这个美国梦变成了他们的首要的追求目
标。And it is not to be interfered with.
这个美国梦也不能有任何的干扰。
People in America, us, we have been given so much by God.
那我们知道我们在今天住在美国，我们事实上接受了神所赐予非常多的东西。
We have so much wealth, comfort, education, career opportunities, convenience, freedom.
那跟世界很多其他的国家和地区相比，我们有更多的这个财富，或者是教育，或者是职业的这种机会。
And we have often taken them for granted as the American way of life. That's the way it is.
但我们经常把这一切都视为理所当然，认为这个就是在美国的生活方式。
Well, let me tell you then, after all that the Apostle Paul has said to and instructed Timothy, the young pastor in Ephesus.
那我今天就想跟你想告诉你们，在这个使徒保罗他对以弗所教会这个年轻的牧师，就是提摩太，他的这个嘱咐之后
，His final reminder to Timothy is that the Christian life is a life of stewardship.
在保罗就是其他的这个对提摩太嘱托之后，他最后的提醒是基督徒的生活是一个管家式的生活。
Paul has previously talked so much about the dangers of greed, of discontentment, of love of money.
保罗在前面有很多次他谈论了关于这个贪婪或者是不满足或者贪财这样的危险。
But this is not Paul rehashing the same topic again at the end of this letter.
但我们今天读的这个不是保罗就是把前面的这个高谈阔论又重新讲一遍。
Here he is addressing those in the church who are already rich.
他现在谈的是在教会里面的，其实已经很富足的人。
Who may not necessarily be greedy to get more rich.
那这些人他本身已经很富足了，他可能没有那么大的这个贪心，想要变得更富。
I suspect Paul knows that prosperity in life has the potential to destroy the church, to devour the church.
我现在在猜想，这个保罗也许当时他就意识到，在生活上的这种富足，很可能会变成一个要吞噬教会这样一个潜在的危机。
So when I talk about wealth management,
所以我们今天在讲这个关于基督徒财富管理的时候
，there are actually three different types of different wealth in this passage.
那我们读的这个经节里面，他讲到了有三种不同的财富。
The first is the riches of the present age.
第一个是关于讲的是今生今世的财富。
The second type is the treasure of the coming age of future.
第二种财富是要将来的来世的财富。
And the third is the entrusted wealth of God's truth.
第三种是我们被托付的关于神保守神真理这样的一个财富。
So Paul's first command is to understand your riches of the present age.
那保罗的第一点，他要想讲的就是要让我们大家要明白我们关于今世这个财富是怎么理解。
But first of all, let me be clear that being rich in the present age is not a sin.
那我首先想要强调的，如果你今世富足的话，这并不是一个罪。
Abraham was rich.
比如亚伯拉罕就很富足。
So was Jacob, Joseph, Daniel.
那雅各、约瑟、但以理他们都挺富足。
In the New Testament, there's Joseph of Arimathea and Lydia.
那比如新约里面你又看到有这个亚利马太的约瑟和吕底亚。
There are plenty of believers who are faithful and also rich.
那我们其实知道有相当多的蛮有信心的这样的基督徒，他们同时也很富足。
At the end of verse 17 here, Paul tells us is that it is God who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
那在第十七节这个里面，保罗谈到是神，是厚赐百物给我们，让我们去享受。
By the way, this phrase can be understood as God richly provides for us for His enjoyment. Just so you know.
那其实这个也可以理解成为就是神丰盛的提供给我们，供给我们，其实是为了他自己的喜悦。
Christians who are blessed with wealth and comfort and good things in life, material things.We don't need to feel guilty about having them.
也就是说，如果你基督徒在今世，你就是受到很大的这个恩赐，你有很富足，有各种各样生活中美好的事物，你不需要因此就是感到好像愧疚。
We are allowed and even called by God to enjoy the good things of this present age that God has blessed us, richly blessed us with.
神不但允许我们，而且神甚至就是去呼召我们享受他在。今世赐给我们这些美好的事物。
That's one of the main themes that I'm preaching through the book of Ecclesiastes in the EM, and one of the main themes in the book is to enjoy life.
就是我在英文堂一直在最近在讲解传道书，其传道书里面其中一个重要的观点就是我们要享受神赐予我们这些。
And in fact, to reject this idea of enjoying life is to align with the false teacher's teaching and practice of asceticism, which we talked about in chapter 4.
那如果你是拒绝神赐予你这些美好的事情，这样的一种这种哲学观点的话，是那种保罗在第四章讲的那种批驳的那种禁欲主义他们的观点。
These false teachers forbid a certain food and even marriage.
那这些禁欲主义就是他不但禁止你吃某些食物，甚至在婚姻也不允许。
But at the same time, I must stress that we are not also not called to self-indulgence, caving into our fleshly desires, sinful desires.
但是我在这里面也想强调，就是你可以享受富足，但这个不意味着就是我们要像我们要去天天去享乐，就是为自己肉体上的这种或者罪恶的欲望做妥协。
Paul has also talked about so much about this when he talked about the young widows in the church in chapter 5.
那在第五章里面，保罗在讲到那些比较年轻的那些寡妇的关于那段教导的时候，保罗其实也有类似的教导。
So for us, we must come to the recognition that God is the source of all and every goodness in life in order to have the proper enjoyment of any of our good things.
我们必须要意识到，就是神是我们生活中一切美善的源头，这样我们才对任何事物有这种正确的这种享受观。
With this said, we also must know that being rich with material and earthly prosperity can also easily warp our identity and self-worth.
那话虽如此，我们也必须就是意识到，就是如果你在物质和这个在这个地上今世比较富足的话，这个确实是比较容易扭曲我们自己的身份或者是价值观。
This is why Paul charges Timothy to the rich.To not be haughty in verse 17.
所以这就是保罗为什么就是这个这儿提到就是提摩太就是要嘱咐这个富足的人不要自高，在十七节里。
Being rich can easily make you think that you are more important and special than other people who have less.
那如果你是一个比较富足的人，那就比较容易让你会产生一种感觉，就是你觉得比不上你的人，好像你比他们就更重要、更特别。
You may feel like I'm more superior than wearing a Rolex as opposed to a Timex. They both end of the EX at the end.
那很多人他就会觉得，比如说我戴一个劳力士表，或者是那个 Timex 那个表，你就会觉得我这个好像就是身份更高。
Being rich can cause you to be more arrogant and conceited that you feel like you're entitled to things and power and influence.
那有的时候富足会让你不但是自负，让你会产生一种感觉，就是这个东西就是应该我有的。
Think about this. This is an observation from another pastor. He said, "The richer you get, the less that you do with your hands."
那这儿有一句话，大家可以想一想，就是你越富足的话，你会意识到你自己靠手去，你自己亲手去做的事情就越来越少。
I mean, the bigger the house you have, you think you're going to clean the house every room? Like,
那你的房子
you can hire people to clean the room.
对，你的房子越来越大的话，你会觉得你会亲自去把每个房间都打扫吗？不会的，你会想办法去雇人帮你打扫这个房子或打扫你自己的后院。
Second, being rich with material and earthly prosperity can warp our sense of security in life.
那第二点呢，就是在这个属世上，如果你比较富足。 金钱很多的话，有的时候也会扭曲，让你产生一种这个不正确的这种安全感。Verse
17 here says it will cause you to set our hopes on the uncertainty of riches.
就这个第十七节，它就会让你导致你希望寄托在无定的钱财上。Instead
of setting our hopes on God.
而不是把这个希望寄托在神身上。We're
back to the idea of chasing the American dream and the American way of life that I've talked about earlier.
那我们现在就再回到我刚开始刚刚提到的这个追求美国梦和美国生活方式这样的一个想法。You
know, the number one concern of voters in an average presidential election is consistently, what do you think it is? Economy.
如果你知道的话，在过去每一次总统大选的时候, 选民最关心的问题一直都是经济的问题。
Cost of living, inflation.
比如说你生活的费用, 是不是有通货膨胀?
People has a way of finding life security in wealth, period, instead of setting hopes on God.
那人们总是在这个财富上找到自己这个安全感, 而不是把希望寄托在神身上。
I was going to use this story for CM, but I'm going to share this story from another pastor.
那我现在跟大家分享一个另外一个牧师他一个故事。
This pastor once took his 7-year-old daughter on an unusual date.
那这个牧师有一次把自己一个7岁的女儿带出去，有一次特别的约会。
They visited the town's dump.
他们去他们这个小镇的这个垃圾场。
And backing up his car against a mound of garbage in the dump, he placed his daughter on top of that heap.
他把这个车就是倒着退到这个大的垃圾堆上，然后把自己的女儿就是也放在那个上面。They
pull out pencil and paper and start listing all the things that they can identify on the garbage dump.
他们就是把自己的这个笔和纸拿出来，然后开始来确认，就是在这个大的垃圾堆里面，他们能够识别出来有什么东西被扔在那儿。They
see stuff like a plastic swimming pool, a grill, several lawn chairs.
比如说他们就能看到那种塑料的那种小孩玩的那种游泳池，烤东西的那个架子，还有一些旧的草坪的那种椅子。Barbie
dolls, bicycle frames, skateboards, toy refrigerators, etc., radios, TV.
对，还有比如说芭比娃娃、自行车架，那种滑板，废弃的这种冰箱、炉灶、收音机、电视机等等。
After they finish, they're going to go home, and then they pull. When as they go, they pull alongside another truck that was coming into the place.
当他们数完准备要走的时候，这时候有一个很大的一个装满这个废铁块的一个车，他们就经过这个车的旁边。And
the truck is basically carrying hunks of scraps of cars that has been crushed.
那这个大的这个货车呢，它就上面就是装了很多那种被压扁的那种废弃的那种铁块一样的车。
So this pastor leaned over to his daughter and reminded her that the beautiful car that they're riding in right now at that moment would someday end up in that scrap heap just like that.
那这些被压成铁块这些废弃的旧车，其实以前也很漂亮。所以这个牧师就对他的女儿说，不管以前这个车多么漂亮，最后它都会被压成一个废这种铁块，放在这个地方。This
pastor wrote, and I quote, "That was a day, Kristen. That's his daughter. That was the day Kristen and I never forget."
那这个牧师就他就写了一段话，他的女儿叫克里斯汀，他就说这一天我和克里斯汀永远不会忘记。It
was a powerful reminder that someday everything we own will be junk.
因为这是一个非常好的提醒，他提醒我们，会有一天我们拥有的一切都会变成垃圾。In
the city dumps, the things that captivated our attention and dominated our lives will smolder beneath a slimmering flame. Amidst stinking mounds of rotting garbage.
那这个在这个城市的垃圾场里面，就是那些曾经吸引我们注意力或者主宰我们生命的东西，有一天就会变成这种腐烂的垃圾，散发着恶臭，或者是在这种很微弱的火焰下还在那冒烟。Proverbs
23:4-5 says.
那箴言23:4-5这样说。
Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven.
箴言23:4他说不要劳碌求富修账自己的聪明你眼注视钱财钱财便消失因为钱财必长翅膀如鹰向天飞去
Don't set your hopes on the uncertainty of riches in this present age.
不要把你的希望就寄托在我们这个今世无定的这样的钱财上面
For not only can they come in a moment and gone the next,
因为他们是如此的不可靠, 他们可能随时来也随时可能会走,
but none of it can last.
那这一切都不能存到永远。
Now let's talk about who the rich are.
那我们现在再来看看这些到底谁是富足的人。
Because I guess many of us can be thinking, well, that's not me. I'm not driving a Mercedes. I'm not wearing a Rolex. I'm not having a huge bank account.
那也许你很多我们在座的人可能会说，哦，我不是你谈到的那个富足的人，因为我不开这个奔驰车，也不带劳力士，我也没有巨额的银行存款。
Look back in verse 8. We didn't read. Verse 8, Paul says, "If we have food and clothing, with these we will be content."
但是你如果回去看这个第八节的时候，第八节里面说，只要保罗他说过，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
Being rich from this perspective can simply mean you have more than you need in life. You are rich.
那在这里面提到的这个富足，其实它的意思就是说，只要你拥有的超过了你这个生活中的基本需要，你其实就可以被称为是富足的人。
You have enough money, resources, prosperity that would allow you to make choices according to your preference beyond your basic needs.
那你如果在你的这个基本的这个需求之外，你有足够的这个资金、财产，或者繁荣，使你能够对很多自己的根据自己的偏好、喜好来做出选择的话，你就富足了。
You have the ability to choose to eat a $50 meal or a $10 meal. I'm not going to use five. You can find a $5 meal anywhere.
Okay, 那比如说今天你现在就有选择，你是愿意去花吃一顿50块钱的饭，还是吃一顿10块钱的饭？我们很多人都有这样的能力来选择。
These are called discretionary money.
那这个就是其实就是在你的这个所选择支配范围之内，你可以去选择。
You apply that to your living condition, your transportation, your clothing, your food.
那很多时候我们把我们自己的这个选择来应用在我们的选择来交通或者是食物或者是衣服等等。
I believe most of us sitting here today are rich in that sense, right?
我相信我们今天在座的各位。 从这个角度上都可以被称为是富足，对不对？
Now I'm not guilt-tripping anyone here who have more than enough or enjoying what God has richly provided for us to enjoy.
但我在这儿也不是要故意让大家就是手头有多余的金钱，或者是正在享受这个神丰富供应的人，让你心里心生这个内疚。
I just want you to know that God's word here is addressing not just some of us, but most of us, if not all of us.
那我想提醒的是，神其实在这里面的话语，他不只是说给我们其中一小部分人听的，他其实说给我们大部分人，甚至是所有的人。As
long as we have more than we need, we can be considered rich in this present age, though in varying degrees.
只要我们这个所拥有的超过我们必须的，那我们在今生其实就已经富足了，虽然每个人富足的程度不一样。And
so we must know how to manage our riches and set our hopes on God.
所以我们应该知道我们如何的来管理我们的财富，如何的将我们的希望寄托在神身上。And
this leads to the storing up of our treasure of the coming age, the second point.
那我现在这个就是自然就是来引向我想跟大家分享的第二点，就是我们如何来积攒我们今天的财宝，为将来预备。Again,
first of all, let me make it clear that storing up your treasure of the coming age does not mean doing good works now for gaining heaven.
那首先我也想明确一点，就是我们今天积攒财富，也并不是意味着我们现在做善事是为了将来在天堂里面赢得一席之位。Our
Lord Jesus himself teaches that we have to lay up for ourselves treasure in heaven in Matthew, in Luke, multiple times.
那我们自己的主在这个马太福音，在这个路加福音有很多次曾经提到，让我们积攒财宝在天上。
So Paul is basically teaching the same thing here.
那保罗在这儿也是在讲同一个意思。
So what does storing up a treasure for heaven mean then?
那到底在天上积存财宝是什么意思？
It is about the consistency and continuity between who you are now in the present age and who you are becoming in the future in heaven.
那这个是关于你今世的这个身份和你将来在天上那个的身份，在这二者之间这个关于它的这个连贯性和持续性的问题。
Because eternal life begins now in this life of our inner self.
因为如果你知道的话，我们这个永恒的生命其实从我们现在在我们这个心里面就已经开始了，从我们内在这个生命就已经开始了。Therefore,
the good that we do now, the good things that we do now, reflect who we truly are now and also in the future in heaven.
所以我们现在行的善，其实就反映了我们在将来在天堂里面真正是谁。
God saves us by grace alone.
那神是单单靠着恩典来救我们的。
And His Spirit moves us to do good works.
那神的灵也感动我们，让我们去行善。
And even though our good works are still flawed and sometimes not so good, God still accepts them because of our Lord Jesus.
尽管我们今天的善行仍然不完美，但是因着耶稣基督容纳，神也接纳我们。
And He even promised us of future rewards in the coming age, in the future.
那神甚至应许我们将来在这个来世获得的这个赏赐。
So the more good we do now, the more storing up of spiritual capital, the more we are becoming like Jesus Christ, our Lord.
那我们现在行的善越多，我们这个在属灵里面积攒的这个资本也越多，我们就越来越变得像我们的主耶稣。
And the more we find joy in Christ, even in the present time, right now.
以至于我们甚至在今世就能够在主耶稣里面找到更多的喜乐。Look
at the last part of verse 19. And the more we come to take hold of that which is truly life.
那你如果再看这个第十九节的后面那个部分，就是预备将来叫他们持定那真正的生命。What is
truly life, even now?
那到底什么是真正的生命呢？就是甚至现在来讲是什么意思？
This is the same idea I preached on two weeks ago about being rich toward God in the parable of the rich fool.
那这个在我两星期之前讲的就是这个有钱的但是这个愚蠢人那个比喻里面，就是称为在神面前富足。Being
rich toward God is to become more like Christ.
就在神面前富足的意思就是变得更像耶稣。So
to the rich, that's us. If we truly belong to where Jesus is now, which is in heaven, we are called, verse 18, to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share.
那对这些富足的人，就是包括你我，如果我们真的信靠耶稣基督，我们现在已经富足了，我们需要做的事情就是在第十八节里面讲的，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。
Look at this verse. Do you see how the most important thing God wants of us is not our money?
你如果仔细读这节经文的话，神最重要的是不是我们的钱财。He
wants us to serve Him by giving Him our entire person, including, of course, our wealth and possession.
他在乎的是我们要全身心的去侍奉他，用我们所有的一切，包括我们的钱财。
Our generosity in this case is the key for being rich in good works.
那我们的这个慷慨在这里面是让我们能够去做善行的一个重要的一把钥匙。
And first of all, you cannot be generous if life is only always going to be about you.
那首先如果你自己在生活中只关心你自己的话，你不可能慷慨。
We talk about that in the parable of the rich fool. The Christian life is a sharing life with others.
那我们在这个无知财主的比喻里面曾经谈过。
The phrase here, ready to share, is actually only one Greek word. It has the Greek word koinonia.
那这个乐意供给这个词语其实在希腊文里面只是一个词。
I don't mean it's the word koinonia, it means from the word koinonia.
那这个它是源自它这个希腊文这个一个词。
It means fellowship and communion.
它的意思其实就是团契和契通。
You need each other.
也就是说我们需要彼此需要。
And now being made aware of the needs of others, we are to willingly and lovingly give our money, resources, time, and energy in a generous way.
那我们当我们意识到就是我们需要其他人的需要的话，我们要以这种很慷慨的方式去跟别人分享我们的金钱、我们的资源、我们的时间、我们的精力。
You know, there are three kinds of givers.
大家如果熟悉的话，你知道有三种给予者。
A flintstone.
第一种就是随时打火石。
A sponge.
第二种是海绵式的。
The third type is a honeycomb.
第三种是像蜂房、蜂窝那种似的。
To get anything out of a flintstone, you have to hammer it hard. And even if you do that, all you get is chips and sparks.
你如果想从这个打火石随时里面取东西的话，要干什么？你需要敲打这个石头。即使是那样，你使劲打，你拿到的只是偶尔的一丁点的火花。
And to get anything out of a sponge, what do you have to do?
但是你要从海绵。对，如果你要从海绵中取东西，怎么取呢？要使劲的挤这个海绵。
But there are those who are like a honeycomb, which overflows with sweetness.
但是也有那种像蜂房一样的人，他自然就接触这样的蜜，有甘甜的，自然就流露出来。
Because when the person understands what God has done for him or her by giving his own dear son to die on the cross, you don't have to hammer, you don't have to prime, you don't have to squeeze them to give them money, they will give their life.
因为如果一个人认识到神爱我们，以至于他让自己的独生爱子在十字架上为我们死，做挽回祭的时候，你不需要去锤击他，或者是利诱他，或者是挤压他，他自然就会要愿意奉献自己的生命。
Anyone who truly understands that our God is so generous, who would give his or his all with the, they would give with the sweetness of Christ generously.
如果任何一个人意识到这一点的话，就神是如此的慷慨，以至于他愿意把自己的独生爱子都献出来给我们。
So which type of giver are you?
那我想请问你是哪一种给予者？
And thirdly, we have to guard the wealth of God's truth.
那第三点，我们也要保守这个神的真理，这是我们的财富。
This last command is perhaps the most important part of wealth management for Christians.
那这个是对基督徒财富管理的可能是最重要的一部分。
Paul's expression here is so intensively personal.
那保罗在这个地方强调的，他这个表达是带有很强烈的个人的情感。
He said, didn't just say Timothy, he said, oh, Timothy.
比如说他提到提摩太的时候，他说提摩太啊。
And by the way, this command to guard the wealth of God's truth is not just for Timothy alone as he's the pastor.
那我想说的是，这个关于保守教会真理这个财富的命令，不只是说给提摩太听的。
But it's also for the church.
它是对整个教会所说的。
As the farewell's sentence at verse 31 that says, "Grace be with you." The word "you" is plural, not singular.
因为在第二十一节最后的时候，他说：“愿恩惠常与你们同在。”不是说的你，是说你们。
So clearly, Paul's command here is meant for us, the church, as well.
那很清楚，就是保罗在这里面的教导是对教会，包括我们是教会所有的人来谈的。
In verse 20, Paul says, "Guard the deposit entrusted to you."
那这个第二十节他说就是要保守所托付你的。
This is the language of commerce and of finance.
那这个语言的话，它听起来像是对那种商业或者是金融他们的用语。
In the ancient world, there was no safety boxes to keep valuables.
那你知道的话，在古代的话，它是没有保险箱来存它有价值的东西的。
A person who has to go away has to entrust his valued possession that he cannot take with him to a personally trusted friend.
那如果是一个要出门的人，他出门之前会把他的这个财富就是托付给他自己信任的一个朋友来保管。
It is up to that friend to safeguard it.
那这个完全就是这个保护他的财务的这个事情就要托完全是取决于他这个朋友。
He would be a trustee.
那他这个角色可以是一个保管人。
And what's truly valuable for Paul that he entrusted to Timothy is what? It's the apostolic doctrines of the Christian faith.
那保罗交托给提摩太和教会的真正的有价值的财富是什么呢？是基督徒的信仰、使徒的教义。
It is the gospel truth.
它是福音的真理。
This is the wealth of God's truth that was given to us to contend for, to preserve, to defend.
那这个就是赐给我们的神的真理的财富，让我们去为这个财富去争辩、去保存、去捍卫。
It is wealth because it is God's word.
它之所以是财富,
it is precious and it saves souls.
这个话语是宝贵的,
so how are we to guard it as, 那, especially for gospel minister like me?
那我们应该是如何来保守这个福音的真理呢? 特别是对一个福音的牧者而言。
For someone to be a trustee in the ancient world is to preserve something unharmed and unchanged.
那作为古代一个这个值得别人去交托、去保管的一个人的话，他的责任就是要能够完好无缺的，能够把这个东西能够保存下来。That
literally, that's the definition of the word guard.
那这个就是这个保守它的这个定义。Commentator
Philip Ryken says, and I quote, Orthodox Christianity is not to be reinvented or re-envisioned or reinterpreted. It is to be cherished, guarded, and defended.
那有一个这个基督教的一个评论家叫 Philip Ryken 他就这样说过，他说正统的基督教不是让我们来重新要来被发现的，或者重新构想、重新诠释的，它是用来被珍惜、被保守、被捍卫的。To
preserve unharmed and unchanged.
就是让我们要完整无缺的要把它保存下来。
A further aspect of guarding the wealth of God's truth is, look at the verse here, is to avoid godless, foolish discussions with those who oppose the gospel truth with their so-called knowledge.
那这个保守这个真理财富的另外一个方面，就是要让我们在这个经文里面讲的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。That's
verse 20.
这个第二十节。
Many churches today are dying because they don't pay attention to or focus on the deposit of the wealth, this wealth anymore.
那很多教会今天之所以消亡，因为他们就是忽视了这笔就是托付给我们这样的一个财富。Christian
ethics are more and more mixed and blended with the world because Christians neglect this deposit.
那这个基督徒这个伦理和这个社会上的伦理。 慢慢的混为一谈，很多时候是因为基督徒自己忽略了，关于这个真理、保守真理这样的一个托付。For
the sake of being relevant, culturally relevant, and practically relevant, many churches pulpit today would preach and teach anything, any subject, any issues except the same old gospel truth.
那很多教会今天为了就是好像能够和这个世界能够。 混就是能够适应这个社会，他们经常在讲台上谈论各种各样跟世界有关的话题，却独独没有讲这个古老的这个福音的真理。They
would claim all these other subjects, all these issues would be truth and knowledge.
他们谈论很多这个世上的问题，会谈论这些知识或者是他们认为的这个真理。Yet
it is the only same old gospel truth that can save the souls of men. In this present age and also in the coming age.
但是我们知道，无论是在今世还是在将来，唯一能够拯救灵魂的，就是我们这个福音的真理。So
how are you doing in your wealth management as a Christian?
那请问大家，你自己在你作为一个基督徒，在你的财富管理上是如何行的？
How have you been treating the riches of this present age, your riches?
你是如何对待你今世的财富的？
How have you been storing up the treasure of the coming age?
你是如何这个积攒将来在天上的财宝的？
And most importantly, how have you been guarding the wealth of the deposit of God's gospel truth?
那更重要的是，请问你是如何来保守神托付给你的福音的真理？
Notice, even at times when we fail in doing the first two, which is treating the riches of this world and the storing up of treasure.
那即使有的时候。 我们会在前面的两个方面失败，就是在无论是你今生的财富，还是为将来天上的积攒的财富。The
last one, the wealth of the gospel truth offers us a way to keep going through repentance and finding new strength and wisdom in Jesus Christ.
但最后一点就是保守福音真理这样的一个财富，给我们提供一个。 能够让我们继续前行的道路，通过悔改和在基督里面重新找到力量和智慧。We
must remember, Paul was so concerned about the wealth management of the church because the church, the household of God, is meant to be a pillar and buttress of truth, which is what Paul talks about in 3:15.
那保罗之所以如此关心教会对这个财富的管理，是因为我们知道教会就是神真理的柱石和根基，就是在第三章十五节那个地方谈到。
The church, the household of God, is meant to be where the gospel is shined forth.
那我们知道这个神的家是应该是有福音在这里面照亮的。
It is where the wealth of truth is. This wealth of truth is lived out so that lost soul would come to the knowledge of this truth.
当这个真理的财富在这里面能够被真正活出来的时候，这些失丧的灵魂才能真正明白这个真道和并且得救。
This is why Christian wealth management is crucial.
所以我们才说这个基督徒的财富的管理是非常的关键。
And that is why the Apostle Paul, these are the final words of the Apostle Paul.
这也是在使徒保罗在提摩太前书里面最后想讲的话。
May it not be lost.In us.
愿我们不要遗忘这样的话。
Let's pray.
来，让我们一起祷告。
Gracious and generous, merciful Father.
我们在我们天上，我们丰盛恩典的天父。
We are thankful for you have so richly and generously treated us and given us wealth.
我们感谢你，因为你丰丰富富的供给了我们。你也丰丰富富的赐给我们恩典。
Most importantly, the wealth of the gospel truth.
尤其是你在真理方面赐给我们这样的恩典。
Help us to know how rich we really are.
帮助我们能够让我们知道我们已经是如此的富足。
Help us to be willing to store up the treasure in heaven.
也帮助我们能够让我们愿意为将来在天上的财宝做积存。
But most importantly, help us to guard.The gospel truth, this wealth for life.
但最重要的是，求你能够让我们学会保守福音的真理，这是我们今生最大的财富。
We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. We pray.
我们感谢赞美你，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.